You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has achieved 35 days without any new coronavirus cases, and Premier Daniel Andrews is set to confirm more restrictions being eased this weekend. The state has also developed a tool marking further progress against the pandemic. Epidemiologists have developed a coronavirus mystery case tracker to better understand infections with an unknown source of acquisition. A genomics hub is also being developed at the University of Melbourne to improve health research and diagnostics, including for infectious diseases like coronavirus. US-based company Illumina is a joint partner, and Chief Executive Francis D'Souza says the technology offers insight into the causes of inherited genomic diseases and helps to track outbreaks like COVID-19.
There's no doubt that genomics will certainly change the future of patient care here in this country and spearhead Australian genomics innovation at a global scale. Never has the value of genomic sequencing been more evident and apparent than it has this year. COVID-19 has shone a spotlight on the important role that genomics has played in our global response to the pandemic.
He says genomics play a key role in tracing and tracking transmission trends. There was no transmission again in South Australia with zero new COVID-19 cases, but seven active cases remain in the state. South Australia has decided to relax social distancing rules, so hospitality venues can have one person per 2 square metres instead of 4. It's been revealed the change in restrictions takes effect immediately, but the Chief Public Health Officer's advice was to wait until next week. Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says seated consumption will be maintained until December the 14th.
And there are times when the health advice must override every other consideration. And I think we were in that situation back on the 19th of November. Circumstances were very different. There was nothing that was going to override the very clear health advice, and I was very happy to take it.
He also says there could be a potential earlier relaxation of restrictions on Friday next week. And Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier delivered more promising news about widespread testing at an English language institute in Adelaide.
And I can tell you that we have been able to do tests of all of the people that go to that school, and all of those tests have been negative. So again, that is a very significant part of reassurance for us.
But New South Wales health authorities are still investigating a hotel quarantine worker case reported yesterday. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says it appears this infection was not locally transmitted, and it's likely it came from overseas.
It's massive relief from my point of view as Health Minister, but we still have work to do. We still have to try and work out which air crew or which other person from overseas, possibly in the hotel, did manage to transmit it and how it got transmitted.
The Western Australian government is more optimistic about the New South Wales case, and Premier Mark McGowan plans to make a border decision on Monday.
We don't want COVID to come back into Western Australia. We don't want what happened in other states to happen here. All I'd say about New South Wales is that they've had a lot of issues.
He's indicated no change in border rules with Victoria, with Western Australia scheduled to open up from Tuesday. And nationally, the federal government says Australia is making significant progress in its recovery from COVID-19. In a speech on Friday, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says everyone has been working together to get through the pandemic.
We certainly still have a way to go, but that cooperation has taken the edge off some of the worst outcomes.
On Monday, 5 international flights will land in Melbourne with the overseas travellers to head into Victoria's new-look hotel quarantine program. Victoria's Treasurer Tim Pallas says he's confident the system will work.
We do have to be vigilant, and we will be very conservative in the way that we manage this system. But we do have to get Australians home, and we have to do our share of the lifting.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.